Good day, this is Paige Estrotori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly news wrap. Survey results have brought to light the effects of onerous compliance requirements on insurance brokers. Disclosed by a study titled Brokering Change by JLN and CensusWide, brokers reportedly spend in excess of 3 hours every day just on administrative tasks. Compliance regulations only amplifying the workload. This red tape interferes with their central role and compromises service quality. Interestingly, only 28% of brokers were optimistic about their customer service rating. It seems about a quarter of brokers feel prepared, signaling that technology and operational challenges continue to disrupt the industry. Key industry matters, such as insurance affordability and market adaptability, have also been brought forward. On to environmental finance. CFC has made an innovative move with the launch of their carbon delivery insurance. This insurance addresses non-delivery risks in the carbon credit market, an industry touted to become a trillion-dollar segment by mid-century. The product offers same-day quoting and binds, and apparently carries huge appeal. A majority, 75% of surveyed companies admitted concerns over delivery risks, and with 80% considering such insurance for future transactions. This innovative product is accessed through broker networks and is backed by Incubex. In corporate news, a recent backlash over fees has driven property management firm NetStrata to recommit to the spirit of transparency. After being thrust under the spotlight by an ABC report over high insurance fees, the firm has pledged to undertake a voluntary review in tandem with the NSW Fair Trading. Stephen Brell, the managing director of NetStrata, insisted on their commitment to clear and open communication with clients and defended their track record on fee announcement and brokerage operations. Lastly, the legal battles of a local salon owner against Chubb Insurance brought attention this week. The owner claimed for water and mold damage. Chubb denied the flood claim due to policy exclusions, but was asked to cover a portion of business content damage caused by black mold. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority acknowledged various causes for the damage and ruled that Chubb is liable for 30% of the damage and up to $604,000, a spoilage claim and a portion of claim preparation costs. That's all for this week's Insurance News Wrap. As always, keep yourself informed and protected. For more, visit us online at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, signing off this Monday, March 25th, 2024.